Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Absolutely. You get to win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat, and you hear from him on this show every Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, Tuesdays, he gives us the buy of the week. Wednesdays, he flips it around and gives us the sell of the week. And the rest of the time, well, you can find him at AAII.com, where he is the editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal. And by the way, I've had a number of folks say, I really want to go off and get educated about investing. Well, pretty much, if you want to go be a sound investor, you could do a lot worse than you'd ever do at AAII.com. It's a great organization, and I am always very impressed when I go out and talk to AAII groups. If you want more information on Charles, beyond the website, follow him on Twitter, at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Our buy of the week is...
American Vanguard.
American Vanguard. That's ticker symbol AVD, and why is it the buy of the week?
Well, this is a stock we recently added to our Stock Superstars Report newsletter. We added this stock because it looks cheap relative to its future growth. This company is a specialty chemical company. It focuses on the agricultural sector, makes insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, soil fumigants, basically stuff to protect crops. The company's had a rough year. They actually warned in December that they expect 2013 revenues to be up just 5%, while net income will likely be flat to down 15%. It's typically not the type of stock I bring up for buy of the week, but this is a case where sometimes it's useful to look beyond the numbers and ask yourself, what's going on? Is there something that's just temporary that's beyond management's control? Or is there something wrong with the company? In this case, it had to do with the wet weather that lasted throughout last year. It really curbed demand for the products. This company, since it's tied to the agricultural sector, is dependent on crops, how many crops are planted, how the weather is. Last year was a bad year for weather. Inventories got too high as a result, and they're having to lower estimates. We think this is a temporary occurrence that's allowing us to buy the stock pretty cheap. Right now, the stock's trading at a PE of about 15. Historically, it's actually traded in the 20s. The three-year average on the stock is at 27.4. This is a company that's cash flow positive. It pays a small dividend. And analysts expect earnings to bounce back pretty strongly from $1.18 in 2013 to about $1.50 in 2014. And $1.74 in 2015. So we can see where earnings this current year were beaten down. We understand the reason why they're beaten down, and we can see that there is optimism for the future that this company will rebound, and so will its earnings growth.
So it's a stock that's been beaten down. How close to the bottom are we? Do we care if we're that close to the bottom? I mean, you know, we always say the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. In this particular case, what's going to be the catalyst that sparks that change? Because you pointed out, we do understand what the reasons are for the decline, but that doesn't mean that we see an end to them, does it?
Well, they're saying that they actually do expect weather conditions to improve in 2014, and they do see that inventories are actually going to be cleared out and be at a more normal level. So, and obviously, you are taking a risk on what the weather's going to do, and that's really a risk with any agricultural stock. It doesn't matter if we're talking about American Vanguard, we're looking at a Monsanto, perhaps we're looking at one of the fertilizer companies, or we're looking at a Deere. They are dependent on the weather, and the weather is unpredictable. So you are always taking that temporary cyclical risk with these agricultural stocks. But when we look at the valuation, that's one of the things that tells us that, yeah, the stock's looking pretty cheap. If we look at a dividend-adjusted PEG ratio, which means taking the forecast earnings growth and not only adjusting it for valuation, but also adjusting it for the dividend, that's below one, which signals that growth isn't fully priced in. On a technical perspective, you can see on the chart where it's been bouncing around the 22-23 level, and it hasn't really gone below that. It took a big drop last July when they warned about earnings and the weather. And since then, the stock seems to have found a bottom. It keeps bouncing off of that. So all those indicators suggest that perhaps we are pretty close to a bottom on the stock.
If we're close to the bottom, or even if we're not, what's the logical upside potential? I mean, I know you don't give price targets, but what's a reasonable expectation here?
Well, it's interesting. As I said, the stock has historically traded in the 20s. The three-year average is 27.4. We don't have a five-year average because for the last 5 years, the company has been profitable. There was one where they weren't profitable, so it kind of messes up with the valuations. But what's also interesting is that historically, this company has traded a premium to its industry peers. Right now, it's below it. The industry median is 16.7. So we can see where the valuation should be considerably higher. Obviously, if I go with that three-year average of 27.4, we're almost talking about doubling in a stock's price. I think 27.4 is a high valuation on an absolute basis anyway, so I don't want to be that optimistic. But I do think, you know, if the stock does get to a P of 20, we're looking at 30% increase in price, and if weather conditions are favorable and we're seeing growth resume, I do think there's a possibility for more upside beyond that.
Is there a sell discipline that also comes into play here, where if you get that kind of gain or if something else happens, you're looking to go round trip on this?
The group we actually bought in is a growth at a reasonable price group. So we are looking at the valuation. And then if we do think the valuation gets to be too high, we will sell the stock. So I do think investors should realize that they're buying this because it does have attractive growth prospects and the valuation's low because of the weather-related concerns, that you do want to sell if the valuation gets too high. Obviously, if it turns out there's more than just weather-related concerns or some type of company issue that hasn't come to the surface that's affecting its growth, that would be your other reason for selling it.
So it is the buy of the week, but the hope is it'll be the sell at some point when it is topped out, and that would be potentially at a gain of 30% above today's levels. It's American Vanguard. AVD is the ticker. And of course, it is the buy of the week, the guest of the week, Charles Roteblatt. And he's the guest of the week because he'll join us again tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can get more information at AAII.com. You can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. Hey, there's much more to go on the February 11th edition of Money Life because we're just getting started. We'll be right back after this message.